On Wednesday, the European Commission made public its planned reforms in its fight against climate change. The proposed measures are aimed to help the EU slash greenhouse gas emissions by 20% by 2020, as well as to increase reliance on green energy. Under the measures, the Czech Republic, for example, will have to more than double energy production from renewable sources. Jan Richter has the details.
The European Commission sent a signal Wednesday that it's serious in its fight on climate change, approving new measures aimed at cutting EU greenhouse gas emissions by 20% over the next 12 years. In March 2007, Union representatives made the pledge to cut emissions and raise energy production from renewable sources. Now individual targets for individual countries have been tentatively set. Under the measures, the Czech Republic will not face emission cuts like some both EU countries, but will have to start producing more energy from renewable sources, wind, water and biomass, going from a current 5 to 13% over the next 12 years. On Wednesday, Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek made clear the government was satisfied with the quota, saying the target could be met.
We see this as a success. We were able to maintain the numbers more or less close to those proposed by the government.
The news was also welcomed by ecologists, who have stressed that refocusing on green power was an opportunity not to be missed, although some, like Vojtěch Kotecký of the ecological organization Hnutí Duha, said in the Czech Republic's case the EC could have gone further.
Generally speaking, we believe that it will be some boost for green industries in the Czech Republic, for renewable energy and for innovation and investment in low-carbon technologies. However, we do not really understand the Commission's figures for the Czech Republic, because the Commission decided that the Czech Republic should use only a fraction of our potential for development of renewable energy. The estimates are that the Czech Republic could cover something like 18% of energy from renewable sources by 2020, while the Commission proposes only 13%. And while the Czech Republic is one of the worst per capita carbon polluters in the European Union, the Commission proposes that in the non-industrial sectors we will be even allowed to increase our emissions during the next 12 years. The Czech Republic has got an enormous potential, and the Commission suggests that we should leave those opportunities unused.
Certainly some are welcoming the European Commission's proposals a good deal less, namely those in big industry. The EU's plan to fight carbon emissions will mean major investment, and industry representatives warn that will drive up prices. Also, apart from some exceptions, companies will lose the right to free emissions allocations in 2013, meaning permits will have to be bought in auction. As it stands, the proposals put forward by the European Commission are just a beginning. They will still need to be endorsed by members of the European Parliament as well as individual member states. Final measures are only expected to come into effect after 2009.